It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, September 18th. I'm Jay Gabler, congratulating Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson on their new pet pig.
Say the name, Jay.
Piggy Smalls. And yes, Pete already has the tattoo. I think they're just doing things now as an excuse to get more tattoos.
They're like a living meme, and I love it. And this is Jade, and I'll be bringing you some more hot takes, this time about the Emmys and a commercial that aired during the show that brought out some very angry tweets.
But first, a few of today's top music headlines. Doctors say it's, quote, highly plausible that a member of the protest band Pussy Riot was poisoned. Pyotr Verzilov is currently recovering in a German hospital after falling sick last week in Moscow.
Now, if you remember that big interruption during the World Cup where people jumped onto the field, he was the main activist heading that. They're lucky that they caught it really quickly.
It's still not confirmed that it was poisoning, but it could have been poisoning. And in a statement, Nadia from Pussy Riot says that she suspects it may have been poisoning, perhaps carried off by the Russian government, since the band is frequently critical of the Russian government and they have been known recently to, well, poison people. The Saturday Night Live season opener is coming up on September 29th, hosted by Adam Driver, and the musical guest will be Mr. Kanye West.
Yes, the last time he did it, it was actually quite the spectacle, although he's kind of in this minimalist phase, so who knows what you're going to get.
Well, he's also teasing a possible album to be released on that date, September 29th, titled Yandi, like Gandhi, but with a Y.
And like Yeezus.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if that sounds sacrilegious, let's talk about Yeezus. Anyway, Kanye also announced that his forthcoming collaborative album with Chance the Rapper will be called Good Ass Job. Jumped on stage at a Chance the Rapper open mic event for youth in Chicago to make that announcement. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band are getting ready to hit the road one last time.
Whoa, Dad, don't buy the tickets right now. Hold on.
Bob Seger says the upcoming Travelin' Man tour will be his final outing. It kicks off November 21st in Grand Rapids, and it runs through at least next May, with more dates still expected. So this is one of those situations where if seeing Bob Seger for the first time, one more time, what have you, is on your bucket list, you're getting ample warning. This is going to be a big tour, big venue, so if you want to see Bob, now is the time.
Get your night moves on.
Personally, I'm hoping that as part of his final tour, he gets Tom Cruise to jump up on stage in his socks and underwear for all that old-time rock and roll.
So there were a lot of sad trombone moments during the Emmys. The fact that Hannah Gadsby just introduced one award instead of hosting the whole gosh darn thing because she was such a delight. The fact that Carrie Russell did not win any Emmys for her performance in The Americans is an absolute travesty, and that is the hill I'm willing to die on. But there was a moment that was actually outside of the show that caused this big social media uproar, and that would be this credit card commercial that played Prince's Let's Go Crazy. First of all, Let's Go Crazy should be the last thing that's on anyone's mind when they're handed a credit card. That's just, frankly, fiscally irresponsible. But the juxtaposition of sort of a Prince song with any sort of commercial hit a lot of the audience as just plain wrong. A lot of people have been talking about this since Prince passed away. You know, the estate all of a sudden has all of the control. And that's not to say that Prince isn't into allowing people to use his music. He's done it before. I mean, he's even had his own perfume. But this particular song, Jay, I don't know if you remember this, but Prince once sued a woman when she uploaded 29 seconds of a video of her toddler dancing to Let's Go Crazy. So he obviously had some very strong feelings about it being used. And in this commercial, there is a toddler going quite crazy. So I feel like he definitely would have pumped the brakes on this one.
That is some irresponsible parenting. I'm sorry, actor in this commercial for Capital One.
Yeah, but it's not just the fact that this song was used, but I think a lot of people still feel like Prince himself probably would not have said okay to this, and so a lot of people are a little upset.
Paul McCartney, Katy Perry, Stevie Nicks are among 150 signatories of a letter declaring an intention to at least potentially boycott SiriusXM. What are they so seriously teed off about? It is SiriusXM's opposition to the Music Modernization Act in its current form. This gets a little wonky, but this is legislation currently moving through the Capitol in D.C. that would update copyright protection for musicians. And clearly, a lot of musicians feel like they've kind of been getting screwed over in the current era of streaming.
Yeah, if you want to get into the weeds on this, you really, really can. But at the end of the day, it's just about artists being able to still get paid from people listening to their music.
So this new legislation would sort of codify some different ways of getting paid, making sure artists get paid a certain amount for certain types of play. And most people are on board with the legislation in its current form. But SiriusXM says, well, actually, currently, this bill favors terrestrial radio broadcasters, meaning regular old radio broadcasters, over digital broadcasters like themselves. The musicians are saying in this letter, quote, "Momentum is building against SiriusXM. You still have an opportunity to come out on the right side of history. We look forward to your endorsement, but the fire is burning and only you can put this out." Isn't that a very musician way to put it?
You just who wrote that?
I don't know if Billy Joel is one of the signatories, but you can just hear him pounding away. SiriusXM says, well, hey, listen, we're in favor of supporting artists. We just want a few simple amendments and we can hopefully get this all moved forward. We're remembering Big J McNeely, a saxophonist who has died of prostate cancer at age 91.
Now, if you don't know him, he is king of the honkers because he could blow into that horn quite hard.
So this is a guy who rose to fame in the late 40s and early 50s, so just about the time rock and roll was being invented. And that was a time before the electric guitar was really the predominant solo instrument for R&B and country and what was emerging as rock and roll. So if you had a sax, you were the front man who was really cutting those big solos, and he had this really over-the-top style. As the New York Times puts it, quote, "Mr. McNeely whipped up crowds by reeling off rapid sequences of screaming notes while lying on his back and kicking his legs in the air. Other times he would jump down off the stage and blow his horn while strutting his way through the audience." This kind of theatrical style of soloing influenced, obviously, saxophonists like Clarence Clemons, who was a big fan, but also musicians like Jimi Hendrix, who learned some of his guitar moves from Big J McNeely's saxophone moves.
Yeah, he went on tour with Nat King Cole, and Nat King Cole did one night with him and was like, no, you sold the show. Get out of here. You're never performing with me again. And he actually thought it was a joke, but in actuality, it was quite true. He got a lot of pushback because he was quite the character.
Well, fortunately, he got to enjoy fame for a very long and productive career. His most recent album was released in 2016, just before his 90th birthday. Let's hear a little bit of his breakout hit, Deacon's Hop, from 1949. And that's today's music news. You can hear that full song by Big J McNeely and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. If you're enjoying this podcast, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way you'll be sure to receive every day's episode fresh wherever you get your podcasts. We're really excited for this Friday's episode, for example.
New Lana Del Rey and new Prince, and you do not want to miss that.